الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class, we're reading what the author he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, with regards to examples of the mention of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. From the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We continue from where we had left off. The author, he says, وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اللَّهُمَّ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَمَلِيكَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. The author, he mentioned likewise, as evidence from the Sunnah, clarifying examples, with the mention of some of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he said, Allahumma, O Allah, alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen, fatir as-samawati wal-ard, the creator, originator of the heavens and the earth, رب كل شيء وَمَلِيكَ, and the Lord of all things, and their owner, the Lord and owner of all things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ, he is the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he is the all-knower of all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, he is the creator, the originator of the heavens and the earth. And he is the Ar-Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbu kulli shay'in wa malikuhu, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Malik is from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Malik, and Al-Malik. These are from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indicating the attribute of mulk, that Allah, he has the authority and the dominion and sovereignty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that all of the creation belongs to him and is under his command. That all of the creation belongs to him and is under his command. This narration here has been collected by Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi and other than them from the Haditha Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that he says, anna Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu qala ya Rasulullah, مرني بكلمات أقولهن إذا أسبحت وإذا أمسيت. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is narrating that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, order me with some words that I will say in the morning and in the evening. Order me with some words, it's been a beneficial statements, that I can say them in the morning and in the evening. Any meaning from the Athkar, beneficial prayers, supplication, that I can say on a daily basis whenever I wake up, and any in the morning and in the evening. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the supplication here that the author, he mentioned a portion of. And he said, قُلْ, and he say, Allahumma alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, fatir as-samawati wal-ard, rabba kulli shay'in wa malika. رب كل شيء ومليك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر الشيطان وشركي ومن شر الشيطان وشركي. This is the wording in Sunan Abi Dawood and other than that, and has been also mentioned as well from the Hadith of Abdullah bin Amr, collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in his work Al-Adab al-Mufrat, any with an additional wording in the end. When aqtarifa ala nafsi su'an aw ajurrahu ila muslim. When aqtarifa ala nafsi su'an aw ajurrahu ala muslim. So in this supplication, and in the evidence for the author is clear, these beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is al-alim, the knower of all things, alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, and that he is the creator, fathir al-samawati wa al-ard, from his beautiful names, al-Rabb, and likewise al-Malik, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the supplication is amazing, and it's so beautiful and beneficial, especially whenever it's a supplication that was given specifically to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu upon request, and likewise for the Ummah to follow as well. Allahumma, O Allah, alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, you are the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. Nothing is hidden from you, and I confess that and I know that and believe it with certainty. Fatira as-samawati wal-ard, fatira as-samawati wal-ard, you are the creator, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Rabba kulli shay'in wa malika, you are the Lord, the creator, provider, sustainer, disposer of the affairs of all things, and its owner, and the one who has authority and command over that. And the one who has authority and command over them. Then the supplication continues, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but you. A'udhu bika. And then the request comes, after praising Allah, mentioning his beautiful attributes, mentioning these beautiful names and attributes of perfection, and mentioning that one testifies and bears witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, the request comes, seeking refuge and protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of one's soul, and from the evil of the devil and his shirk, A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa min sharri ash-shaytani. I seek refuge with you, O Allah, from the evil of my soul, because indeed the soul has evil, and likewise from the evil of the devil, and no doubt the devil is evil, wa shirkihi, and likewise from the evil of his shirk, yani that he calls to, and some wordings of this narration likewise, wa sharakihi, yani the sharak, yani the shabaka, yani his traps, his snares, that he uses, wa liyadu billah, and then the additional wording as well, wa ana ktarifa ala nafsi su'an, and that I would commit sin or evil upon my own soul, aw ajurrahu ala muslim, or that I would bring that upon another Muslim, So here, in the morning and in the evening, and this will be said. And likewise, and likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned to kulluhunna ida asbahta, ida amsayta, ida ahalta melja'ak. That you say this, you should say this. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he asked for supplication or a remembrance, something he can say when. In the morning and in the evening. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased him in that. He mentioned, you say this in the morning and in the evening, and likewise whenever you lay down to go to sleep. So from here we see some beneficial advice for those who are learning the adhkar. We have taken a number of them in these classes, alhamdulillah. And the author, he's mentioning these adhkar to establish some of the beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have taken other adhkar likewise to establish the tawheed of Allah and the meaning of the shahada. So there are adhkar that are repeated daily, and there are some that are repeated daily more than one time in different places, times, and circumstances. So the one who's learning the adhkar, many times they'll say, where should I begin? Which one do I start with? And Allah knows best from the ones that one will start with after the portions of the Quran, like Ayatul Kursi and the last three verses from the Book of Allah, Al-Mu'awwidhat, which are recited numerous times throughout the day in different circumstances and situations from the adhkar. After that, likewise, these adhkar here that have come in the morning and in the evening. So there's adhkar in the morning, and there's adhkar in the evening, and there's some adhkar that are in the morning and in the evening. So if you memorize this one, you will be able to state it in the morning and in the evening, as opposed to if you memorize some of them that are specific for the morning and specific for the evening. So this one here, you recite it in the morning, in the evening, and before you go to sleep. So now by taking advantage of learning the likes of this one that's repeated more than one time, in more than one circumstance, the person is able to, like they say, usfurayni, and he'll take usfurayni bihajr, usfurayni bihajr, and two birds with one stone, and so he'll be able to move quickly, and then after that he will select the other ones. We've seen other, the one that the narration previously, likewise in our last class, bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fi sama'i wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. You say it three times in the morning and in the evening. So this is from those adhkar that you say in the morning and in the evening. So from the beneficial way to move quickly in memorizing the adhkar is to select the ones that are mentioned in the morning and in the evening. And if there are some that are mentioned in the morning and in the evening in other places, like for example, before going to sleep, like the one that we're discussing now, that's even better. That's even better. And then likewise, you'll continue after that, memorize the ones that's specific for the morning, and the ones that specific for the evening, and the ones that are specific before going to bed, and the ones that are specific for the other circumstances throughout the day and the night. Throughout the day and the night, until after some time, little by little, a person can gather the knowledge in this way. And after a month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, he'll be firm. He'll be strong, and he will have learned a lot of knowledge just from studying the adhkar, memorizing them, and learning the meanings, and reciting them daily. And reciting them daily. I was pondering over these adhkar the other day, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I realized the great effect that they have had on my life, memorizing the adhkar. When I ponder and think about life before knowing the adhkar and life after learning the adhkar, it's way better. It's way better. The times after learning these adhkar and mentioning them in the nighttime, in the daytime, in the morning whenever you wake up, in the morning after the fajr, in the evening, the afternoon, and before you go to sleep, and the likes like this, and whenever you go throughout the day, yani, you really benefit. It will help you. It will be a means to strengthen you and make you firm. And little by little, in this manner, your life will change. The fruits of tawheed, the benefit of tawheed will produce great fruits in your life by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the adhkar are very important. The adhkar are very important. Very important to learn them. Very important to memorize them, to study the meanings, and to understand what they indicate, like these beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection of Allah, establishing the majesty and the honor, glory, authority, and command of Allah, and that Allah alone, He is the one who's worthy of worship, and anything worshiped besides Him is falsehood, establishing that meaning. Establishing that meaning and repeating it time after time until the creed takes root in the heart, and it sinks deep into the heart, and it becomes firm. And it will produce fruits at all times by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُؤْتِي أُقُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. This reminds me, before we move on, in our previous class, we were looking for a verse in Surah Muzammil. And I mentioned it wrong. I said, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the verse it is, رَبُّ المشرق والمغرب. In Surah Muzammil, رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. This is what we were looking for in the previous class. One of the noble brothers, he drew that to my attention yesterday after the classes. الله خيرا. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. This is the verse we were looking for in our previous class. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to make this supplication in the morning, in the adhkar of the morning, and in the evening, meaning from the adhkar of the evening, and likewise from the adhkar before going to bed, praising Allah, mentioning these beautiful names, lofty attributes of perfection, and then seeking refuge with Allah from the evil of one's soul, from the evil of the devil, his traps, his tricks, and his means of deviation, especially shirk. And likewise, that a person, he would draw upon his own soul evil, and he will fall into that and work evil against his own soul, or bring that evil unto his brother Muslim. So the sources of evil, they come from the soul, and likewise from the devil. And the outcome of that is that a person, he will bring evil upon his own self, or he'll bring it upon others, or he'll bring it upon others. What the other billah. So the author, he says, rahimahullah, wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rabb samawati sab'a wa rabb al-arshi al-azim, rabbana wa rabb kulli shay, fariq al-habbi wa nawa, munzil al-tawrati wa al-injili wa al-qur'an, a'udhu bika min sharri kulli dhi sharrin, anta akhidhu bin nasiyatihi, anta al-awwal falaysa qablaka shay, wa anta al-akhir falaysa ba'daka shay, wa anta al-zahir falaysa fawqaka shay, وأنت الباطن فليس دونك الشيء الحديث. يعني الحديث يعني أكمل الحديث, يعني إلى the end of the حديث, والحديث يعني إلى آخر الحديث, إلى آخر الحديث. So the author, he says now, رحمه الله, and likewise the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم whenever he made this supplication as well. whenever he made the supplication as well. And this is also from the supplications that are recited daily before going to sleep. Before going to sleep, whenever a person he lies down to go to sleep, this is as well from those supplications. And the author is using it here for what? As an evidence establishing some of the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the Sunnah. So we see again how this creed, this belief, this iman, this tawheed is to be repeated on a daily basis. It's to repeat these adhkar to be mentioned on a daily basis. What does the adhkar mean? Dhikr.
Remembering Allah.
Dhikr is to remember, right? So you remember something, how? Bi tadhkir. By being reminded. And how do you, why? By repeating over and over and over. By repeating over and over and over. So in this beautiful supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again is calling on Allah. Allahumma, oh Allah. Allahumma. Any Allahumma, any ya Allah. Ya Allah. So the ya and nida has been deleted from the word, and the meem has taken its place. That's what the people of knowledge, they say. So the meaning of Allahumma, ya Allah, oh Allah. رَبَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ سَبَعٍ. You're the Lord of Allah, the Lord of the seven heavens. وَرَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And you are the Lord of the great throne. And you are the Lord of the great throne. And the wording that I'm familiar with also here. اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ سَبَعٍ وَرَبَّ الْأَرْضِ وَرَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Right? Anybody memorize the adhkar? No, so there's the wording here. The author, he's mentioning, Allah knows best which book this one was from, but the wording in Sahih Muslim, and Allah knows best, Allahumma Rabba samawati as-sab' wa Rabba al-ardi wa Rabba al-arsh al-azim Rabbana wa Rabba kulli shay. You are our Lord, O our Lord, and the Lord of all things. Faliq al-habbi wa nawa. Faliq al-habbi wa nawa. You're the one who splits the grain and the seed. Munzil al-Tawrati wal-Injili wal-Furqan. You're the one who has revealed the Tawrat and the Injil and Al-Quran. Likewise, in the wording I'm familiar with, wa al-Furqan. Wal-Furqan instead of wal-Quran. A'udhu bika min sharri kulli sharrin anta akhidun bin nasiyatihi. Likewise, the wording I'm familiar with here, A'udhu bika min sharri kulli shay'in. And the akhidun bi nasiyatihi. Sometimes we'll find that one narration has more than one wording. I seek refuge with you from the evil, from everything that you have control and authority over is forelocked. And al awwal falaysa qablaka shay'un. You are the first, therefore there's nothing before you. Want al akhir falaysa ba'daka shay'un. You are the last and there's nothing after you. Anta al zahir falaysa fawqaka shay'un. You are the most high and there's nothing above you. Anta al-batin falaysa dunaka shay'un. And you are the most near and nothing is nearer or closer than you. Any meaning by way of your knowledge. By way of your knowledge. And the narration it continues likewise. Iqdi anna dayna wa aghnina min al-faqr. O Allah, pay off for us our debts. Pay off for us our debts and suffice us. Suffice us with wealth from poverty. And suffice us with wealth from poverty. This is from the wording of Sahih Muslim. This is from the wording of Sahih Muslim. Actually, in Sahih Muslim, there's a benefit here. And he mentioned with his chain, Rahimahullah to Suhail ibn Abi Saleh. Abu Saleh, Rahimahullah, he's from the narrators who narrated on Abu Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. And Suhail is the son of Abi Saleh. So Suhail ibn Abi Saleh, he says, Kana Abu Saleh, and his father, Ya'muruna idha arada ahaduna an yanam, and yattaji'a ala shiqihi al-ayman, thumma yakun. Suhail ibn Abi Saleh, he said that his father Abu Saleh, he used to order them whenever they wanted to go to sleep, that they should lay on their right side and then say. That they should lay on their right side and then say. And then he mentioned that. Supplication, this narration here. Clarifying again that this is from the adhkar before sleeping, adhkar and naum. And that is said whenever one is lying down. Whenever one is lying down and is prepared to go to sleep. And the manner that he should lie in preparation for sleep, whenever he's making these adhkar, is as Abu Saleh had ordered his son and those along with him to lay on the right side. At the end of the narration, he says, وَكَانَ يَرْوِي ذَلِكَ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And Abu Saleh, his father, he used to narrate this here, this narration, on Abu Hurairah, on the Prophet Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. يعني أن الحديث مرفوع. يعني أن الحديث مرفوع. So this is a narration that likewise the believers will learn, he will understand, he will mention it daily. He'll mention it daily, renewing his faith, fortifying, solidifying his creed. Allahumma rabb al-samawati wal-ard. Allahumma rabb al-samawati sab'a wa rabb al-ardi wa rabb al-arsh al-azim. Rabbana wa rabb kulli shay. Fa'aliq al-habbi wa nawa. Munzil al-tawrat wal-injil wal-furqan. A'udhu bika min sharri كل شيء أنت آخذ بناسيته أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء اقضينا دينا وأغننا من الفقر وأغننا من الفقر منزل التوراة والإنجيل the word you know والفرقان ها والفرقان وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it's clear here from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. And these are evidences here for the author رحمه الله تعالى. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن الحديث. الحديث. يعني and also the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم oh Allah all praise and thanks belong to you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth and all that which is in them. And you are and all praise and thanks belongs to you. And you are the sustainer, provider of the heavens and the earth and all that which is in them. And all that which is in them. Al-Hadith. And yani until the end of the Hadith. This narration here is muttafaqun alayhi from the Hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Radiallahu anhuma. And he mentioned in the beginning of this narration, كَانَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِذَا قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ يَتَهَجَّدُ إِذَا قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ يَتَهَجَّدُ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would stand up for the night prayer, to pray tahajjud. And need to pray the prayer in the night. And after he had slept, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he woke, and he stood up for the prayer. Meaning this is from Athkar al-Istiftah. Athkar al-Istiftah. In opening the night prayer. From the Athkar of opening the night prayer is this supplication here. Is this supplication here? Allahumma lak alhamd. Anta nuru samawati wal ard. Wa man fihinna wa lak alhamd. Anta qayyum samawati wal ard. Wa man fihinna wa lak alhamd. Anta alhaq wa wa'duka haqun. Wa qawluka haqun. Wa liqa'uka haqun. Wal jannatu haqun. Wal naru haqun. Wa sa'atu haqun. Wal nabiyuna haqun. Wa muhammadun haqun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this manner. Oh Allah, all praise and thanks belong to you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth and that which is in them. And all praise and thanks belong to you. And you are the sustainer, provider, the heavens and the earth and all that which is in them. And qayyum, in some words, qayyim, samawati wa ard, likewise. And then, and all praise and thanks belong to you. Anta al-haq, you are the truth. Wa wa'duka haq, and your promise is the truth. Wa qawluka haq, and your speech is the truth. وَلِقَاءُكَ حَقْ The meeting with you is the truth. وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقْ And the Jannah is true. And now وَالنَّارُ حَقْ And the fire is true. وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقْ And the hour is true. وَالنَّبِيُّونَ حَقْ And the prophets are true. وَمُحَمَّدٌ حَقْ And the Prophet Muhammad is true. And Prophet Muhammad is true. This is amazing affairs. SubhanAllah, you say this every night. You go to sleep, or even before you go to sleep. And in the night prayer. In the night prayer, you wake up in this manner, or you stand up in this manner. After you have made wudu, when the people are sleeping, you're alone by yourself, and no one is watching you except your Lord, then you say this. You open your prayer with this after you have purified yourself. You stand up and you put on some nice clothing that you would love to be seen in, that you would love to be seen in. Even though it's nighttime and you're in your home, you stand before Allah. So don't just wear some rags. You don't just wear some rags. I mean, although if you did that and you covered your privates, your prayer would be accepted. But no, you prepare for these affairs. You prepare for these affairs. You stand up and you put your thawb on. You cover yourself. You put your hat on. And you make wudu. And you cleanse yourself. And you purify yourself. And you stand before Allah and say, Allahu Akbar. And then you begin like this. Allahumma lakal hamd. Anta nuru samawati wal ardi wa man fihinna wa lakal hamd. Anta qayyimu samawati wal ardi wa man fihinna wa lakal hamd. Anta al-haq wa wa'duka حق وقولك حق ولقاؤك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والساعة حق والنبيون حق ومحمد حق. Then after that, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet continues, اللهم لك أسلمت وعليك توكلت وبك آمنت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت وإليك حاكمت فاغفر لي ما قدمت. Forgive me that which I have sent forth. وما أخذت and that which I fell behind in performing. وما أسررت وما أعلنت and that which I did in private and that which I did openly in public. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. You are the one who brings forward and you're the one who puts behind. لا إله إلا أنت. None has the right to be worshipped but you. What do you say after that? You don't make tilawah in this istiftah. Now you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And then after that you say, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And then after that you say, الحمد لله رب العالمين. You got to get the Fatiha as the builder, brother. The Fatiha. We're in the night prayer. يعني, this is the night prayer. The Prophet says, إذا قام من الليل يتهجد. إذا قام من الليل يتهجد. Whenever he stands in the night for the night prayer. When he stands in the night for the night prayer. There's another night prayer, likewise, istiftah, that's very important, that's specific for the night prayer. What was that? Allahumma Rabba Jibreel Maqi, the one that was narrated by Hassan, rahimahullah. So a person, he will not say both of them at the same time, but rather he'll pray two and say one, and pray two and say another. Pray two and say another, pray two and say another, like this. Salatu Layli Mathna Mathna. Salatu Layli Mathna Mathna. So the night prayer is two and two. So you pray two. You open this one up with this supplication, you open that one up with that supplication, like this. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Even if you don't mention the istiftah, some of them is okay as well. After you already made it the first time, which was the sunnah, and Allah knows best. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned like this. And then after saying, affirming this aqidah, the creed of tawheed, and the belief in the promise of Allah, and the speech of Allah, and the meeting of Allah, and the Jannah and the Nar, and the hour, establishment of the resurrection, and likewise the prophets that they're true, and Muhammad, he's the truth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma laka aslamtu, O Allah, to you alone, I have surrendered and submitted, wa alayka tawakkaltu, and upon you I put my trust and reliance, wa bika amantu, and in you I believe, wa ilayka anabtu, and repent and return to you, and obedience, wa bika khasamtu, and by way of you I debate and handle my affairs, wa ilayka hakamtu, and to you I take my affairs, and for judgment. So therefore forgive me that which I have sent forth, and that which I have fallen short in performing, and that which I have performed privately, and that which I have performed outwardly, and outwardly, or in public, and you are the one who sends forward, and you are the one who causes to fall behind. None has the right to be worshipped but you. None has the right to be worshipped by you. This is amazing supplication, amazing affairs. It's all about tawheed. These are the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the words of the Prophet Muhammad are amazing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are his supplications. These are his ad'iyah. If you ponder over these, just the adhkar in the salat, the adhkar in the morning, the adhkar in the evening, the adhkar before sleeping, the adhkar before having intercourse, that car all throughout the day and the night, coming and going, in the home and in the house, and the mesh with the food, every situation. You ponder over these affairs, and this is also from the means to realize, أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. It's all about Allah. Muhammad is the slave of Allah. Muhammad is the slave of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is the slave, and you ponder over these supplications, he is humble. Humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا أحصي عليك لا أحصي ثناء عليك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. I'm not able to praise you in the manner that you deserve. I'm not able to praise you. I can't even say the praises that you deserve. You are as you have praised yourself. And it has out of humbleness and sincerity and truthfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way that he would worship Allah azza wa jalla in submission. In submission. And for this reason, Allah, he said about his prophet, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, you have in the Messenger of Allah the best role model. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author, he says, وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وسلم وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here: O Allah, I ask you by the fact that I bear witness, I ask you by the fact that I bear witness and testify that you are Allah and none has the right to be worshipped but you, the Al-Ahad, As-Samad. And he's the one and only the one who needs nothing and has the attributes of perfection and whom the entire creation is dependent upon. And you did not give birth nor, and you did not beget nor were you begotten, and there's nothing comparable or resembling you whatsoever. And nothing comparable or resembling you whatsoever. This is collected by Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi, and likewise Imam Ahmed from the Hadith of Burayda ibn al-Husayb. And this one has a story, likewise it's been mentioned that this is in this supplication here, is Ismullahi al-A'zam. The author says, وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يَا مُقَلِبَ الْقُلُوبَ الْحَدِيثِ وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرٌ وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرٌ. And his statement, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and his statement, صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا مقلب القلوب, from the hadith, يعني until the end of the hadith, يعني and other than that, and many more, يعني and other than that, and many more, other than that, and many more, and many more. So this is also from the supplication of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا مقلب القلوب, O turner of the hearts, ثبت قلبي على دينك, ثبت قلبي على دينك, make my heart firm upon your religion. Make my heart firm upon your religion. So Allah knows best. One will not say that Allah is al-muqallib, but muqallib al-qulub. And this is from the attributes or the descriptions, the information about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has been connected by Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه, that he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول, that often, that very often he would say, that every very often he would say this narration here, يا مخلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك, O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. So this is from the supplications that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was known to say often. He was known to say often. Rather, likewise in At-Tirmidhi, as well as in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad from the Hadith of Shahr ibn Hawshim, rahimahullah, he says, قَالَ قُلْتُ لِأُمِّي سَلَمَةَ, I said to أُمِّي سَلَمَةَ, يَا أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, مَا كَانَ أَكْثَرَ دُعَاءِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمِ إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدَكِ. He said to her, rahimahullah, O mother of the believers, radiyallahu anha, Salama, O mother of the believers, what was the supplication that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say the most whenever he was with you? Whenever he was with you. And she says, كَانَ أَكْثَرَ دُعَائِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. She said that the dua that he made the most, he was with me, the dua that he made the most was, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. Make my heart firm on your deen. So here, pondering on this, there's a great benefit. And Allah knows best. From the wisdom of the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had numerous wives, is that because he left behind knowledge with each one of them. And likewise, he was alone with each one of them, and they seen him in his home and in his dealings. They were aware of him in his private and personal life. So therefore, they had knowledge that many others did not have. And likewise, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each one of his wives has relatives and people that are related to her. Maybe some of them are related to the other. So one of them will have the ability to come to one of them and speak with them in private or in public and learn from them and the likes like this, and the others will not have that same ability. But maybe he had a relationship to another. So for example, for example, Qasim ibn Muhammad and Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr and the likes, they had relationship with Aisha. They had relationship with Aisha. And likewise, Abu Salama ibn Abdurrahman, Ibn Auf, radiyallahu anhuma, that he had a relationship with Aisha. So he's able to go to her and enter into her room and speak with her and talk to her in the life sentence. So he transmitted a lot of the sunnah from Aisha radiallahu anha because of his relationship with her. He has a relationship with her. He's from her relatives. So he's able to be alone with her, and he's able to speak with her, and he's able to be around with her. And he learned from her a lot and transmitted that to the ummah. That was she learning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah knows best. Maybe this is a similar situation. This person here, maybe he's not able. Shahad ibn Hosh. And there's some claim about him, but Allah knows best. His narration is authentic and it's good and accepted. But he's able here to be speaking with Salama. So possibly he has a relationship with her. He's able to do that. And he's able to do that. So by having a number of different wives, then the sunnah is preserved in this manner and likewise transmitted and conveyed in this manner as well. From the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. No doubt about the wisdom from the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Aisha whenever she was young, and from the wisdom of that, and Allah knows best. Likewise, is number one, that was something that was well known and common in those days. Something that the people they did and did not deny that or reject that or find it to be a bad way. But she was very young, sharp, bright, and curious, and ready to learn. Ready to learn. And then she lived a long time after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because she's young. She died in approximately 58. The Prophet, he died in 11. How many years is that? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huh? 47 years transmitting the sunnah. 47 years approximately transmitting the sunnah. So this is a great wisdom. You need that she was sitting, she was that young, and she was bright, she was sharp, she was clever, she was curious, she wanted to learn, she wanted to know, she asked questions. And the likes like this, she learned, she memorized, she transmitted, taught, carried on for over 40 years because she was young. So she lived at this time, alhamdulillah, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great benefit for the Ummah Muhammad, that this noble one, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha, as-Siddiqa bint as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma, she carried this knowledge. The woman that has the most knowledge from the Muslims is Aisha radiallahu anha, radiallahu anha. So this is just in Shaybi Shayuthkar. So a believer, he will have certainty and not be worried or bothered by the doubts that some of the disbelievers may present from the Jews and the Christians and the atheists and the likes like this. The author, he says, Rahimahullah, Su'al, ala kam naw'in dilalatu al-asma'i al-husna. How many types of indication do the most beautiful names of Allah carry? Now the discussion is about dilalatu al-alfaz. Dilalatu al-alfaz. In the terms, the words, how do we understand them? What do they indicate? And how do we understand the indications of terms, of words? Here, specifically the most beautiful words, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the terms, the words, they have meanings. And you can understand the words in more than one aspect or more than one manner. And they could be used in different contexts. And the likes like this. So the issue now is about dilalatu al-alfaz. What do the terms indicate and how do we understand that? So the author, he says, rahimahullah, al-jawab, hiya ala thalathati anwa'. Hiya ala thalathati anwa'. They carry three types of indication. Three types of indication. Dilalatuha ala al-dhati mutabaqatan. Wa dilalatuha ala sifati al-mushtaqati minha tadammunan. Wa dilalatuha ala al-sifati alati مَشْتُقَّتْ مِنْهَا إِلْتِزَامٍ. So he says, rahimahullah, that the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have three types of indication. Three types of indication. And this is because they're words. These asma' al-husna, they're names, which are words. And the names, they have dilada. They have dilada, they have indication. And there are three. Al-mutabaqa, al-tadammun, wal-tizam. The words, they're understood like this. They indicate the meanings that they carry بالمطابقة أو بالتضمن أو بالالتزام. So our discussion now here is specific about the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, but it's stemming from the discussion with regards to dilalatu al-alfaz. Dilalatu al-alfaz. What do the words, the terms, what do they indicate? They have three aspects of indication. The first one is called المطابقة. The second one is called a tadammun. And the third one is called iltizam. Al-iltizam. المطابقة means exactly precise, just as it is. Just as it is. التضمن means the word is indicating part of the meaning. يعني يعني المطابقة دلالة اللفظ على كامل معناه. المطابقة دلالة اللفظ على كامل معناه. المطابقة is whenever the word indicates the meaning of that term in entirety. It's the type of understanding the term when you understand what that term means in entirety. In entirety. For example, if you say house, you think of a foundation and a roof and windows and a door and insulation and AC and bedrooms and bathrooms and this one and this one. And you think you the whole thing. So now you understand the word bait, house, بالمطابقة, يعني as it is. As it is, right? You understand المطابقة. So this is whenever يعني تفهم من الكلمة كامل معناها. كامل معناها. أن تفهم من الكلمة كامل معناها. That when you understand from the word, the entire meaning. The entire meaning, like I just mentioned now, the house. You understand the whole thing, right? This is from the aspects that the terms that indicate. Then the whole entire issue. Then you have the second, it's called التضمن. دلالة التضمن. And this is يعني دلالة اللفظ على بعض معناه. دلالة اللفظ على بعض معناه. This is whenever the term, you understand it, that it's indicating part of the meaning. It's indicating part of the meaning. So if you say house and you think about doors or think about windows, you think about the roof, for example. The roof, this is included in the house, التضمن, because it's part of the house. جزء من البيت. The roof is part. بعض البيت. So sometimes the term is used like this to indicate the whole entire thing. Other times, part of that thing. Part of that thing, right? Or بالالتزام. دلالة الالتزام. By way of necessity. وهذه الدلالة دلالة اللفظ على شيء خارج عن المعنى. Is the indication of the term, of the meaning, of the word, on something out, it's indicating a meaning that's something outside of the meaning of the words. So whenever you say house, you think about, for example, builder, right? Builder, right? Builder. So if you can't be a house without a builder, right? Engineer, right? You can't be a house without an engineer. So, but is the engineer part of the house? Or do we derive this understanding of engineer or builder, right? Construction man, right? Team, crew, like this. Because this is by way of necessity. Because the fact there's a house there, this necessitates that there's a builder. If you say car, a sayara, دلالة المطابقة, يعني the engine, the tires, the engine, the transmission, the water pump, the doors, the hood, the tires, right? The whole thing, the seats, the steering wheel, that's بالمطابقة. You understand that as it is. But if you just talk about, for example, the wheels, this is part of the meaning of the car, right? And then if you talk about the driver, that's not even part of the car, something else. But the car is not going to come except, right? You say, where's Zaid? So, I don't know. The car is here, right? So where did the car come from? Because it's by way of necessity. If his car is here, then that necessitates that he must be here. So now we understand Zaid from Sayara by way of Dilalat Iltizam. This is what we're discussing. So if someone said, فلان له سيارة جيدة, له سيارة جيدة, so-and-so, he has a nice car. He has a nice car. So you understand from that, everything is new. The windows, the interior, the engine, the transmission is nice. And everything is smooth. Windows up and down. Air conditioning is good. The whole thing, you understand from that. That's called دلالة المطابقة. المطابقة. Somebody said, فلان له سيارة جيدة. So-and-so has a nice car. You say, إذن المكينة جيدة. You say, then the engine must be nice. What's this? How do you understand that? The car is good. The car is nice. So you understand from that part of the meaning, the engine. So now this indication here is called دلالة التضمن, because the engine is part of the car. It's part of the car. If you say, يعني حضرت سيارة فلان. So the so-and-so's car is here. So where does so-and-so come from? Right? So-and-so's car is here. And how did so-and-so get in the picture? Because the car can't come here except if so-and-so drove it. Right? We say, where is so-and-so? His car is outside. scars outside. So the car doesn't have to do anything. So-and-so, Zayd, for example, he's not part of the car, but you understand that by way of necessity, he's the owner of the car. And if the car is here, then he must be here. You understand that? Not by mutabaqah, not by tadammun. Zayd, he's not the car. Zayd, he's not part of the car, but it's the Zayd's car. And he can't be here except if he's here. So that's by dilalati al-iltizam. This one is very important. The other two are easy, but there's many benefits that come for a student of knowledge specifically and a Muslim in general by learning these terms and by learning this indication, especially when you ponder and reflect over the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Many benefits are derived bil-lawazim, and if they're sahiha, if they're correct, and lazim al-haq-haq. You understand that? Lazim al-haq-haq. So if there is something and that necessitates something that's true, and it necessitates something else, then that thing that it necessitates is true. It's true because it's haq. And the haq, yalajim al-haq. So there's many benefits the people of knowledge derive from this. From this affair here that we're discussing now, the author says, al-jawab, ala thalathati anwa. Hiya ala thalathati anwa. The indications that the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal carry are three times. It says, dilalatu ala al-dhati mutabaqatan, indicating the essence by direct denotation, any mutabaqah, and the essence, the life, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bil mutabaqah, yani because Ar-Rahman is Allah, Ar-Rahim is Allah, you understand that, bil mutabaqah, and Allah bi dhatihi, Ar-Rahman is Allah bi dhatihi. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? So you understand that bil mutabaqah. He said, wa dilalatuha ala sifati al mushtaqati minha tadhammunan. So if you say ar-Rahman, you also understand from that that includes ar-Rahman, the description of Rahmah. So Allah is ar-Rahman, the most gracious. So therefore, from his attributes is Rahmah. So this is derived. This attribute is derived from that beautiful name. So that's part of the name. So if you remember in our previous class, we discussed in the introduction about the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from the clarification of how they are husna, is that they are a'lamun wa awsaf. A'lamun wa awsaf, that they're names and descriptions. Remember that? They're beautiful names of Allah. Why are they beautiful? Because they are names and descriptions. They're not just names with no description or no meaning. They're the most beautiful names, and they carry the most beautiful attributes, characteristics, and traits. So the al-asma al-husna a'lamun wa awsaf. A'lam, meaning they're proper names for, their names for Allah. Wa awsaf, descriptions of him likewise. So if you understand from the word ar-Rahman that that's Allah and he is the one who has vast mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you understood that term bil-mutabaqah. And if you understand from the name ar-Rahman that he is the possessor of vast mercy, the attribute of mercy, that is dilala at-tadammun. And if you understand from the term ar-Rahman, he says, ودلالته على صفاته التي ما اشتقت منها التزاما. An indication of other attributes not derived from the name by necessity. By necessity. So you understand from Ar-Rahman also that in the attribute of Hayat and the name Al-Alim in the attribute of Al-Ilm. He's the most gracious. He's the most merciful. He's alive. He has life, the perfect life. You understand that? And also he has complete encompassing knowledge. But he's the most gracious. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his knowledge and mercy has encompassed all things. All things. So you understand the attribute of Hayat from the name Ar-Rahman. Not by Mutabaqah, and not by Tadammun, but by Iltizam. Because if he's the most gracious, only the most gracious can only be alive, a perfect life. So that's understood by way of necessity. That's understood by way of necessity. This is what his discussion is. Now, Rahimahullah, he says, سُؤَالٌ مَا مِثَالُ ذَٰلِكَ. Question, what is an example of that? So now he's going to mention examples with regards to this. Inshallah, we cover this in our class tomorrow, because if we begin now, we're going to get stuck in the middle of the chapter, which I prefer not to do that if possible. I prefer not to do that if possible. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.